We continue in this first reading from the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs were a very kind of pithy saying in order to live the law of God and to follow the law of God in a very practical way. Today, the reading points out, it says, give me neither poverty nor riches, provide me only with the food I need, lest being full I deny you, saying, who is the Lord? Or being in want I steal and profane the name of the Lord. In this way, the proverb wants us to be able to live in a very balanced way, not wanting too much riches, but not wanting poverty either. And in that balanced way, to be able to walk in the way of the Lord more easily. Because when we're full of things, it says then we become very self-sufficient. And so who is the Lord? I don't really need the Lord. But if we're, of course, in great poverty and want, then we're tempted to steal. And in this way, by living this sort of balanced life of not riches, not poverty, then it's easy to walk in that narrow way. And then Jesus comes along. And when Jesus comes, he comes in the way of poverty. But in a sense, kind of elevates that poverty of following him, so that neither riches in a way or extreme poverty, which would be like destitution, it's not that, but rather of letting things go, so that it does not hinder us from proclaiming the kingdom of God. And that's why Jesus, when he sends out the apostles, he says, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick nor sack nor food nor money, and let no one take a second tunic." So nothing that would encumber them or hinder them from going out to proclaim the gospel and to serve their neighbor. So it's a way for us also to reflect as we follow the way of the Lord. What encumbers us? What keeps us from going out to proclaim the Lord? Sometimes too many riches or too many attachments to things or riches will keep us from even thinking about the Lord or of going out because, say, well, what more do I need? St. Paul would say we learn to live by a sufficiency. You know, what is it? We learn to live by simply what we need and not always by what we want. But also that poverty is not destitution, but rather it is not clinging to the things of this world so that we can proclaim the gospel more readily, more easily when the Lord calls us. The other thing the gospel mentions and points out that going forth in proclaiming the gospel, the Lord tells his disciples to proclaim the gospel, but also to heal the sick. I think this is where these two things of living in this the poverty of Christ and of healing is where our saint comes in today in a very profound way. He's affectionately known as Saint Padre Pio, and he was a Franciscan or a Capuchin who really wanted to live the poverty of Saint Francis, because that kind of poverty is to live in the providence, completely in the providence of God, to rely completely on God. God would supply whatever he needed. And Padre Pio lived this in a very beautiful way. But he also was known for being a man of healing, for healing souls, for bringing people who had been away from the church for a long time. And in fact, the miracle which got him, in a sense, to be canonized happened in 2000. There was a little boy, he was 7 years old, by the name of Mateo. And Mateo's dad was a doctor who actually worked and helped out at the clinic or the facility that Saint Padre Pio had founded. But the boy was diagnosed, or he came down with meningitis, and he was in the intensive care unit, and already about 9 of his organs were showing no signs of life. So he was dying, so almost on the point of dying. And his mom and a bunch of other Capuchins went in and offered prayers to Padre Pio to ask for his intercession to heal this boy. And very slowly the boy then began to recover. And when he came out of his coma, he said that there was this man who was dressed in this brown suit with a white beard who came and he said, you will soon be healed. And somehow the Padre Pio appeared to him in his coma and said that he was going to recover. And sure enough, he did. And this was the miracle that, in a sense, was the proof that St. Padre Pio was in heaven and he was interceding for us. So the Lord continues to send out his laborers to heal saints, but also us, in order to go out, not to be encumbered by anything of the world, but to go out and to heal the sick and to proclaim the kingdom of God. So may nothing hinder us from following the law of the Lord and from proclaiming the kingdom of God everywhere.